Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so fourth and final hour of the morning show, presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Dave and Logan along with you. Thanks so much for joining us. And thanks for cranking that smart speaker our way. They don't call it a smart speaker for nothing.
No, those things are smarter than you and I will ever be.
We had some dumb speakers last year, but we got rid of them. We got smart speakers, and man, it changed my life.
I mean, without those smart speakers, how else are you going to hear Ludacris and Jermaine Dupri rap about the Falcons?
I know.
I mean, we're bringing it right to your living room as we speak.
And whether you've got Alexa, you know, Amazon Dot, Echo, Google, Sonos, whatever it is, just set it up to play 960 The Ref, and then all you got to do is say, play 960 The Ref, and you are good to go. Whether your home office, your man cave, your, what else?
Yeah, wherever you want to listen to it, man. Your shed.
Yeah, your she shed.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, that burned down.
Victor burned that thing down, man.
Okay.
I'll die on that hill. Victor burned Cheryl's she shed, and Victor is guilty.
But hopefully your smart speaker lives through the fire of your she shed.
Yeah, it doesn't burn down the she shed.
Yeah. Anyway. Yes. All right. It is time to talk a little NBA, Logan.
Yeah, looking forward to this.
And the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, on the phone now, Sarah Spencer, who covers the Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, our colleague down in Atlanta. Also need to throw the shout out as well, a Grady Sports grad. She and I used to share classrooms together up the road on campus, but now she's living the big life, traveling around, watching the Hawks, and writing some very, very good stories about them. And joining us from her apartment in Atlanta, Sarah, how the heck are you?
I'm great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. I know it's been some just absolutely insane times for everybody, but especially in the NBA, which I know it's only been 9 days, but Sarah, it feels like a year ago that they decided to kind of postpone that season. Everything, just the dominoes fell at one time. And I know you were in State Farm Arena covering the Hawks game when that happened. Just talk us through, if you don't mind, just the timeline of that night when you started getting word that this is a lot bigger than maybe we first forecast, and Adam Silver's about to shut this thing down for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Hawks were playing the Knicks that night at State Farm, like you said. And, you know, at that point, I mean, it's crazy how much can change in 9 days, like you said, or honestly just by the hour, every hour at that point. So, you know, at that point, we had still kind of been, you know, the league was talking about just continuing to play, but playing games without fans. You know, so that was where we were at that point. And then, you know, of course, Rudy Gobert tests positive for it. And then, you know, the Hawks went to overtime, and the NBA said, okay, well, games that night can continue on. And so you had so many crazy things happening at once. You know, you had to get Vince Carter in the game may or may not be his last game. You know, he'll play in the NBA. And then basically once the NBA suspended its season, that was the domino effect for pretty much everyone else to cancel. You know, then it was just like cancel everything because you had seen how serious it could get and how much it could spread among players, which obviously that's the case now. There's more and more players being diagnosed with it, you know, and most of them are young and healthy and asymptomatic, so you hope that, you know, you hope that all those guys are okay and you wish them well, but it's just kind of a sign of how much that stuff can spread. And I think it was kind of a warning signal to, you know, to other leagues that, you know, this is not, we can't prioritize, you know, still having these tournaments as much as everyone wants March Madness, as much as everyone wants to continue the NBA season, Masters, like whatever it may be, you know, you have to prioritize health. And so that was kind of the domino effect. That night was crazy. Players were finding out, you know, like I said, that game went to overtime. Players were finding out throughout the game, you know, because you have you know, you have assistant coaches who are hearing from people. Right. You have, you know, family who's kind of like, hey, like, did you see this? And so, you know, John Collins told me he found out at the free throw line.
Wow.
So it was just a very, very bizarre night. And, you know, it's been pretty bizarre since then. It's been really odd, you know, having such an empty sports world, because that's something that people look to,
yeah.
you know, a lot of times when everything else is going wrong. You know, so it's been weird. It's been very weird. I'm sure on y'all's end too.
Yeah, and I know that when Rudy Gobert, then the news came out that he was positive, the first thing a lot of people thought were, okay, who has he been in contact with? What teams have they played recently? And in the last week, or I think it was a couple of weeks, they did indeed play the Knicks, the team that was playing the Hawks at State Farm the night all this started to unfold. Now, I know these are medical questions and some things you may or may not be able to talk about, but did they go into a protocol? Were the Hawks thinking the same terms that others were, like, hey, we just played the Knicks, who recently played the Jazz. Do we need to go in like a quarantine mode? Are they going to get tested, or have they been tested? What was their reaction when thinking about who was recently playing the Jazz?
Right. So, yeah. So the Hawks were playing the Knicks, who had played on March 11th, and the Knicks had played the Jazz on March 4th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of distance there. And, you know, it's tricky, obviously, as we're hearing more and more in the news as we listen to experts. This is kind of tricky to diagnose because, you know, you can be asymptomatic and be fine. You know, but what I have been told that the Hawks are doing is, or that the league has kind of told teams, is that only teams who played the Jazz, the teams that have directly played
right.
the Jazz, are the teams that they are the most worried about and the most concerned about. And, you know, that ended up being true, obviously, because I think Detroit had played Utah, and I believe it's Christian Wood that tested positive. And so there are that was kind of the league's main priority. And if you had like that kind of distance from it, from what I have been told, the Hawks are completely healthy. The Hawks are not showing any symptoms. Coaches, staff are fine. And so since everyone is not showing any signs of coronavirus, they are not being tested because, you know, there's like a shortage and, you know, like there's kind of that conflict of, do we want to test a bunch of people who are asymptomatic when there are people who are showing serious symptoms? So the Hawks are not being tested right now because everyone is feeling fine. Everyone's at home. You know, Trae Young is throwing socks into a laundry hamper to to keep his shooting form. So everyone's fine. As of now, that could change. Hopefully not. But as of now, everyone's doing well.
Sarah Spencer covers the Hawks for the AJC, theajc.com. Well, you were just talking about Trae Young and what he's doing. So what are the limitations that the players have? Are they all still in the Atlanta area? Have they gone back home? I know some of the international players probably hasn't been that they can do that. But what are the players doing, and what are kind of the restrictions that have been put on them for right now?
So you can travel out of market, but no matter where you are, you can travel out of market domestically. But no matter where you are, they really, really want you to, both teams and like the league. It's a league-wide initiative to like, please stay home as much as possible. Please social distance as much as possible. Please, like, you know, just really be smart. Like, if you have to go out in public, like go to the grocery store, whatever. Like, just be very, very mindful of that. Like, we really want to limit the spread of this, you know, limit the chances, you know, limit exposure. So public gyms are mostly shut down, but, I mean, players are not permitted to go work out in public gyms. The Hawks recently closed their – they were actually a little ahead of the curve because now the league has said all practice facilities must close. Just indefinitely until we figure out what's going on. So the Hawks were ahead of that. They did that on Wednesday. So players who they have a player or two out of market right now, but most of them are just, you know, at their homes in Atlanta, kind of sitting tight and, you know, probably just doing a lot of push-ups. You know,
yeah, jumping jacks.
Dave, you and I got to get on the push-ups too.
The push-ups
and
jumping jacks.
We gotta
yes.
start.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, it's odd. It's odd for all of us, and it's odd for them too.
Sarah, one of the cool things we're seeing out of this is a lot of players reaching out to the community and kind of encouraging people to get through the times, and also a lot of philanthropic stuff going on. But you wrote yesterday, I believe, Trae Young's in-home challenge. What is that about?
Oh, yeah, the in-house challenge. This is what I was talking about earlier about how he was it was a little video that he posted that ended up going kind of like semi-viral. So you know how he did the three-point contest. So basically he was just kind of trying to show people, and he had done a PSA like with the NBA too, about how, like, you know, okay, everyone's stuck at home, like, we know that this is important, but, like, you know, you can still go, you can still run, you can still, you know, try to stay healthy. And I think that's kind of the initiative that he's trying to have, is like, I know we're all stuck at home, but don't get too stir crazy. Like, make sure you're still trying to stay, you know, healthy and fit. And so he started this in-house challenge thing where he basically did like this little miniature three-point contest. It was really funny.
Love it.
Where he was throwing pairs of socks into a little hamper or trash can or something, and he actually went 19 for 20 from the floor in his living room. So that wasn't bad. But yeah, and so then people started responding to him and then being like, "Oh, watch me! I can do that too." You know, so just like throwing socks into hampers, throwing laundry, throwing, like, some people did like little soccer balls, kicking it into hamper. You know, we're all just trying to stay sane during this time. And so that was kind of Trae's thing. And the Hawks as an organization are doing a lot of kind of charitable stuff, which I know is like important to them. Mm-hmm. So they're actually continuing to pay, you know, for hourly and part-time workers while things are on hiatus. And, you know, that, I mean, that's something that affects a lot of people.
Right.
So that's something that they wanted to do as well.
You're doing a fine job covering the Hawks. And I've got to ask, because you have kind of gotten into this role covering them at a really interesting time. The Hawks are a very, very fun team to watch right now. And you get to talk to a lot of the guys before, during, after games and whatnot. And a lot of Atlanta fans are just itching and waiting patiently. We've been waiting patiently for decades for a really good Hawks team with some superstars, and I think Trae Young very well could be one of those next faces of the NBA. What are your thoughts on the state of the Hawks, and the future looks kind of bright for the guys right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you start to assess the Hawks, you know, it's such an odd time because, you know, we don't know if the regular season is coming back. If I had to guess, I would say they would go straight to playoff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't know if under the circumstances you want to keep the regular season going, but who knows? But if we want to, you know, go ahead and look forward, I think you just have to look at how much better they got. You know, they started 8-32, and that was brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And then over their last 27 games, they were 12-15, which is not great. But when you start kind of getting, you know, a little bit sub 500, you honestly start to get really close to where, you know, the Orlando Magic are at number 8, where the Nets are at number 7, Magic 30-35. So it's really not, you know, Lloyd Pierce has said this is a playoff team next year. You know, that remains to be seen. Who knows? We haven't seen a healthy Clint Capella yet. We haven't seen, you know, John Collins next to Clint Capella and how those guys will fit. Although John Collins has been shooting really well from 3, so that's really promising. You know, you just don't know. Like, I don't see any reason why Trae and Clint Capella wouldn't be the greatest fit. But you just have to see it in person. But I think what you have to look at is how much better they got when John Collins returned from suspension, which that suspension absolutely killed them. So when he came back, when Kevin Herter was healthy, you know, when Cam Reddish, DeAndre Hunter got some games under their belt, you know, the Hawks, they did get better, you know. And so now you have two rookies who were actually pretty high usage guys, you know, for rookies. Like, they relied on those guys a lot. They played a lot of minutes, which sometimes was bad, but I think that could pay off in the future. So, you know, it's not that ridiculous to think that the Hawks will take a leap next year. You know, will they make the playoffs? Who knows? Because, I mean, the East, it's pretty easy to carve out space in the East, but it just depends on how good everybody else is. I think they can certainly be much better next year if all of those pieces fall into place.
Sarah Spencer from the AJC.com. Although, you know, it's funny. I hear what you're saying about the John Collins suspension was brutal, but I think people that look at the Hawks and what they're trying to do for the long haul, maybe that wasn't a bad thing if you're talking about, like, you know, draft position and stuff like that. Maybe that was a little bit of a blessing in disguise.
You're not wrong. I mean, if they're trying to get the best pick, then, you know, they didn't need to be a bubble team this year. They needed to be bad. You know, so you're not wrong. As far as wins and losses, it killed them. And also just selfishly from my perspective, you know, it made their basketball much worse.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, selfishly,
no, you're not wrong.
Selfishly, me and Dave want Anthony Edwards in a Hawks jersey. That's what we're going for here.
Man, everybody I know, you know, because a lot of Hawks fans are Georgia fans too, you know, and so I get that a lot.
I'm sure.
You know, hey, like, is Anthony Edwards coming our way?
Absolutely. One name that will always be linked as long as they're in the league, Trae Young, Luka Doncic, the big trade. There's always going to be debates about that. Some people fail to kind of continue that as if Cam Reddish also came to the Hawks with that trade. Just put your analyst hat on for a second, if you don't mind. Do you think that went down pretty well for the Hawks?
You know, if you were to ask me from the beginning of the season, I would say, you know, and a lot of people were way too eager, I think, to kind of call Cam Reddish a bust. You know, like, he's a rookie, and it took his offense a long time to come along, and that's fine. That happens sometimes. You know, you can say he's struggling, but to say he's a bust after, you know, half a season or a couple months is not really fair, I don't think. So seeing what you're seeing as far as the potential of Cam Reddish, I think, you know, particularly because with how Trae is on defense, you know, he's not a good defender, you really need that long, athletic wing, kind of that unicorn wing, you know, who can score too. And Cam Reddish has shown that potential. He really has flashed a lot of potential. And, you know, one of the best moments of the season was when he had this really great steal and dunk against Miami, which that's the number four team in the East at the time of the suspension. So I think it could pay off for the Hawks in the long run. But, you know, it took Cam a while to develop, so I know people were quick to kind of latch on to that. But, I mean, I think it has the potential to pay off for them. And something else that's important to say is that, you know, of course there's this narrative because Luka, you know, who was more of a finished product than Trae, and is just, like, bigger than Trae, a little bit more physically mature maybe. So he was kind of ready from the get-go, and Trae took a little longer to develop. And, you know, there's a lot of narrative with that. But I've talked to Trae about that a lot, and him and Luka are friends. Mm-hmm. You know, they're friendly, and at All-Star weekend, they had a lot of great moments. So I think the Hawks are happy with what they got because there's so much potential there.
I know it's certainly a very unique time, and Professor Suggs and Professor Michaelis would both say there are always stories to be found and told. What are some challenges, I guess, that you're going to face during this stoppage where you would be writing about basketball right now? How are you working on things as a journalist?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I think I said this to you off-air. I've been bugging people a lot more over the phone
because
I can't actually, like, physically follow them around at this point. So it's been a lot more of that, and it's been a lot more of trying to get really creative. And sometimes that's good because it gets you out of kind of that day-to-day grind, which we had 15 regular season games left, or the Hawks had 15 regular season games left. So, you know, you were kind of right in the middle of that grind of the season. So, you know, obviously you wish you would have just been able to kind of finish everything out and everything was normal. But it definitely takes you out of that day-to-day mindset and makes you think big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, how are they preparing for the, you know, the draft? Like, what do they do when you can't do anything in person? How are players, you know, like I said before, are you just, like, doing 100 push-ups every day? Like, how do you stay in shape? So it makes you think out of the box because, you know, you really don't have much of any other option.
You could ask Jamie Gertz, like, to list her five favorite movies
there
she's been
go.
In or something like that, you know, if you needed to do that. I'd be curious to know how that all played out. But, you know, that's... We're early into all
that's
this.
Right.
So you don't have to get too crazy.
Week
with all
one
of, that.
Of potentially months. Who
yeah,
knows?
That's
well,
right.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us, and you're doing fantastic work down there. And how can people follow you on social media?
Yeah, so I'm at Sarah_K_Spence on Twitter. I have a common name, so I have to get a,
that's
get
right.
a real weird Twitter handle there. And then if you follow me on Twitter, then you can reach me. Then my email's on there. I love it when people stop by and say hey and, you know, reach out and be like, hey, what about this? What about that? I have questions about this. I really enjoy interacting with people. So.
Awesome.
So that's how people can reach me.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time. We'll certainly have to get you back on as we agree. The Hawks are an exciting young team and the future looks pretty bright. So as long as you're down there and covering them, we'd love to have you back and talk about them some more.
Absolutely. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks,
Sarah.
We'll talk
Sarah.
To you soon.
Appreciate it.
Sarah Spencer of the AJC.com covers the Atlanta Hawks for the mothership, as we call them, down the road.
She had some underscores in her name, didn't she?
Yes.
Let's see here. Sarah Silverman? Is that the same person?
No, that is not the same person. All right, Sarah Spencer.
All right.
In fact, I tweeted out from 960 The Ref. Okay. I tagged her in the most recent tweet. So if you want to just make it easy on yourself, go click her link on the 960 The Ref tweet that we just put out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.